Giles Beckford is with us now for business. Kia ora, the Reserve Bank is pushing back against the Commerce Commission draft report on competition in personal banking services.
Kia ora to you, Charlotte. Yes, the RBNZ is unconvinced by the Commerce Commission view that banks' high capital requirements need to be reviewed again as a way to improve banking competition. The Commission's draft report issued earlier this year said that RBNZ regulation, including the capital requirements, was a significant barrier to innovation and competition, making it harder for new players to enter the market and grow. But in its submission on that draft report, the RBNZ has taken a different view. Deputy Governor Christian Hawksby says the current capital requirements are the results of extensive work that did consider competition.
In our view, the funding, you know, any funding cost differences between banks are far outweighed by the general advantage that the big banks have through economies of scale, just being able to, you know, spread their operating costs over much larger customer bases and making them much more efficient. So we think that that's how the bigger banks really get the competitive advantage, is just through being more cost efficient. So rather than trying to subsidise, you know, smaller banks to compete or giving them weaker prudential requirements, we really think the more productive avenue would be just creating that environment where all players are competing against each other.
Well, the RBNZ does agree with the Commission that open banking, easier switching and multi-banking will ultimately improve competition in the sector. The Financial Markets Authority says some investment managers need to improve their game to manage the risk to their funds and their ability to maintain value and liquidity. The authority has issued new guidelines on making sure risk is managed properly to ensure that during a crisis, perhaps investors' money is safe and available. A survey after COVID found some fund managers ill-prepared for a possible run on funds, which the FMA says was disappointing. Although some fund managers have pushed back, saying the FMA guidelines go too far and are overreaching. Well, the authority's director of markets, John Horner, doesn't accept that. He says fund managers need systems and plans to be alert for the risks and potential events.
What are the early warning signs of liquidity issues? Are they monitoring their own data to ensure that any early warning signs are picked up? Are they stress testing their risk management framework so that they can see whether or not the products they're developing and offering out there to the market have any particular risks around liquidity?
That's John Horner from the Financial Markets Authority. Well, as the labour market gets tougher with fewer jobs on offer and more competition for them, as well as sizeable redundancies across many industries, it seems the regions are generally faring better than the major centres. Employment website SEEK says the number of jobs advertised in the past quarter rose in many regions, while they were flat or were falling in the big cities. SEEK's country manager Rob Clark says regional resilience partly reflects the working from home trend.
The increase in people working remotely has allowed people to, you know, move more freely around the country and continue to do their work. And we're still seeing a lot of that. Still very strong demand for that. When we look at sort of search results on SEEK for working from home, it's still one of the most searched terms. And obviously a lot of debate in the market around companies continuing to or you know, retracting a little bit in terms of the work from home principles.
Well, SEEK's latest report shows a slowdown in the decrease in job adverts, but continued strong competition for those that are available, driven in part by the immigration surge. And that's expected to intensify with the current spate of job losses in the public service. Well, businesses are keeping a close eye on cash flow as getting finance is becoming more difficult. Survey by the consultancy firm Grant Thornton has found improving economic optimism amongst business leaders despite tough trading conditions. The firm's business advisory partner, Greg Thompson, says most businesses are finding it difficult to get a bank loan.
The bank's got enough money that they're willing to go and lend, but they're very conscious on the risk side of things. So certainly where you've got security over property, they're far more attuned to the lending on that. But normal business lending, they're wanting far more detail and cash flow forecasts and certainty before they're willing to lend.
Greg Thompson says most business leaders are being pragmatic and cautious, with a third of them expecting to hold their prices steady despite rising cost pressures. Well, one of the themes has been about risk in this lunchtime's bulletin. Let's see how the risk is being managed on the share market. I'm joined by Belinda Meikle from Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon to you, Belinda.
Good afternoon, Giles.
Right. Share market's often regarded as one of the riskier investing environments. Well, what's it looking like locally?
Yeah, well, the NZX 50 struggling a little bit today. We're just down 24 points at 11,828. So despite the sort of positive moves offshore, our markets are a little bit lower today. And just looking through some of those leading stocks, we've got Auckland Airport, they're down 7 cents at $7.90. A2 Milk, they're up 10 at $6.37. Contact Energy down 5 at $8.55. We've got Fletcher Building off 4 cents at $3.93. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, they're down 5 at $26.39. Infratil's up 7 at $10.88. We've got Main Freight down 10 cents at $69.40. Port of Tauranga, they're down 3 at $4.80. Ryman Healthcare continuing their fall today, down 9 cents at $4.29. Spark's up 4 at $4.76. And we've got Somerset, they're down 6 at $11.10.
Just time for a headline from Australia and then to the currency, please.
Yes, so Australia is up 0.5%. The S&P ASX 200 up 37 points at 7,686. And most stocks trading a little bit higher over there. The currency against the US dollar, we're fairly steady at 0.5917. The Australian dollar is currently at 0.9168. The yuan, 4.29. The euro, we're down slightly at 0.5552. The pound's at 0.4789. And the yen at 91.55.
Just time for interest rates, oil and gold.
So that 90-day bank bill, that's down 1 at 5.67%. That five-year swap rate, that's a little bit lower today at 4.62%. Brent oil, that's off a bit at $88.45 a barrel. And we've got gold up just over $5. It's currently at US$2,331 an ounce.
Thank you very much. That's Belinda Meikle from Craigs Investment Partners. Time just to tell you that Matt Winneray, the former manager of the Superannuation Fund, is now going to chair the new mega wealth advice and asset management firm, First Cape Group. We'll wrap it all together for you in Checkpoint at around 5:30. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.
Thank you very much, Giles.